Right, Liam here at Reclaim the Power, and I'm standing here beside a big black and yellow truck with some big solar panels on top of them. And I'm wondering if I'm here with Rick, wondering if you would be able to tell me a little bit about where the power for Reclaim the Power comes from.
Well, hi there. I'm in a collective that put this truck together, and we've got 1,000 watts of solar panels up on the roof. Which, when we're doing a gig, are propped up at the right angle so they face the sun like they are now. Or when we're driving, they bolt down flat. So they're there all the time, and they're permanently connected into... We've got 5,000 amp hours at 12 volts of batteries in here. One load from a milk float. One load that we bought actually from the Ministry of Defence from one of their scrap auctions. Batteries intended for submarines. So we've got 1,000 watts of panels on the roof, 5,000 amp hours of batteries. The lovely thing about this design is when we're driving or we're parked up and the panels are down flat, bolted down flat, they're still connected to the charge regulator and through to the batteries. So when we park the truck for a week and then come back to it, go and do something else, the batteries are full when we start. So if we pull onto a site and it's nighttime or it's cloudy and raining, we still have enough power in the batteries to power what's going on here, or a couple of rock and roll bands or something like that, or bigger PAs for two nights without any problem. As soon as the sun comes out, the panels will recharge the batteries. To tell you, to tell you the truth, the batteries will, if they're empty, they take about 4 or 5 days to charge up off the panels that we've got. So then it goes into the batteries, stored at 24 volts, taken out of that, I'll just show you the cupboard here, taken out of the batteries at 24 volts and put into this. That's an inverter. We've got three of them there, which take the 24 volts and turn it into 220, 230 volts AC, with which we then provide light for people's laptops and video projectors in the workshops and charge their phones. And there's a few people with electric wheelchairs on the site. We give them a bit of a charge, but not too much sometimes. And we powered sound gear yesterday, small sound systems for different PAs in the workshops, and a bit of music at night.
Great. Well, thank you for the explanation.
Hear
a little bit about how Reclaim the Power is living the values that we're talking about day in, day out.
The beautiful thing about this design is these batteries never ever touch the main. Some people have batteries, charge them at home, take them to a festival, do stuff there. What we've done here is build something where all the juice in the batteries has only ever come through the panels. It's never connected to the main. So we don't need nuclear power stations. You just need a couple of panels, a couple of batteries, a bit of organization, a charge controller, and an inverter, and away you go.
Excellent.
All for free. Never paying them nasty power companies, nothing. Nothing
excellent.
Like that.
Right on. Thanks very much.
Thank you.